Alexander Nevsky Monastery. In 1710, there was an important event in the life of St. Petersburg. Peter I ordered the construction of a monastery in the name of the Sacred Trinity and the Sacred Prince, Alexander Nevsky. The location was not chosen casually. It was considered to be precisely here where fighting with the Swedes took place in 1240, and where the Novgorod prince, Alexander Yaroslavovich, received the honorable title Nevsky. Actually, the fighting occurred at the mouth of the Izhora River, where it runs into the Neva River. Nevertheless, in 1724, the power of Alexander Nevsky was solemnly transferred to St. Petersburg, and the honorable lord and master became the patron of the young Russian capital. The first consecrated church of the monastery was the Blagoveshensky Church. From the very beginning, it served as a tomb for many Russian statesmen. In it are the graves of Razumovsky, Shuvalov, and Golitsyn. In 1800, Alexander Vasilievich Suvorov was buried there. As the legend says, many present doubted whether the hearse with his coffin would pass under the arches of the high canopy. One of the veterans of Suvorov's campaigns confidently said, quote, "Be not afraid, it will pass. He passes everywhere," unquote. The laconic inscription on the gravestone was thought up by the general himself. Suvorov lays here. The most majestic temple on the monastery's territory became the Holy Trinity Cathedral, built by the architect Starovim. The day of consecrating the church on August 30th, 1790, transferred to it Alexander Nevsky's power. The shrine was based in a magnificent silver encasing, whose manufacture required 90 poods of silver, roughly 1,500 kilograms. At the beginning of the 19th century, the monastery became one of the leading centers of education and culture. Here, the Spiritual Academy was placed, and various sets of ancient manuscripts and books were stored in its library. The Alexander Nevsky Monastery, or Lavra, was the home of the capital city's spiritual authority. Attending divine services were many of the royal family, and consequently, all the monastic buildings and churches possessed splendor and magnificence. The monastery's cemeteries were the most privileged in St. Petersburg. In the oldest Lazarev Cemetery, visible statesmen and scientists are buried, along with writers. For example, the tomb of the father of Russian science, Mikhail Lomonosov, is here. In the next Tikhvin Cemetery are the graves of the writers Karamazin, Zhukovsky, and, of course, Dostoevsky, as well as the composers Tchaikovsky, Borodin, Glinka, many visible artists, architects, sculptors, and actors. This is where the name of the cemetery comes from, the necropolis of the masters of arts. Behind the cathedral, one more cemetery is named Nicholas, and already in recent times, the historian Lev Gumilev and the first mayor of St. Petersburg, Anatoly Sobchak, are buried there. At the beginning of the 20th century, 16 churches were counted on the territory of the Alexander Nevsky Monastery. After the revolution, the monks were expelled. Alexander Nevsky's power was withdrawn, and the silver encasing of his tomb was transferred to the Hermitage, where it remains to the present. In the church premises, various workshops were constructed, and on the monastery's territory, a burial place was organized for visible party figures, nowadays known as the Communist Square. Nevertheless, holy services continued, and, in the profane territory, remained a glimmer and spark of spirituality. The fertile revival of the monastery began in the summer of 1995. Gradually, restoration works have come to pass, with a Sunday school, services for pilgrims and worshippers, a library, bakery, publishing house, and many workshops now operate, as well as the cathedrals.